Audio Renaissance presents Avenger by Frederick Forsyth. Read for you by Eric Conger. It was the seventh time they had pushed the American boy down into the liquid excrement of the cesspit that he failed to fight back and died down there, every orifice filled with unspeakable filth. When they were done, the men put down their poles, sat on the grass, laughed, and smoked. Then they finished off the other aid worker and the six orphans, took the relief agency off-road, and drove back across the mountain. It was May 15th, 1995. He leaned into the gradient and once again fought the enemy of his own pain. It was a torture and a therapy. That was why he did it. Those who know often say that of all the disciplines, the triathlon is the most brutal and unforgiving. The decathlete has more skills to master, but for fearsome stamina and the capacity to meet the pain and beat it, there are few trials like the triathlon. The runner had risen, as always, on training days, well before dawn. He drove his pickup to a distant New Jersey lake, dropping off his racing bicycle on the way, chaining it to a tree for safety. At 5:02, he set the chronometer on his wrist, pulled the sleeve of the neoprene wetsuit down to cover it, and entered the icy water. It was the Olympic triathlon that he practiced, with distances measured in metric lengths. A 1,500-meter swim, out of the water, strip fast to undershirt and shorts, mount the racing bike, then 40 kilometers crouched over the handlebars, all of it at the sprint.